Amy Schumer leading phone bank event to help get Warnock and Ossoff elected to flip the Senate. By Hannah Blow on December 30, 2020. Left-wing actress-comedian Amy Schumer is slated to lead a phone bank to flip Georgia blue on January 5, following her cousin Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's DNY, infamous rallying cry to take Georgia and then change the America. Join me this weekend as I help phone bank with hashtag Generator Collective and hashtag Knock for Democracy for the Jan 5th runoff election to help get at Reverend Warnock and at Ossoff elected to flip the Senate, the train wreck actress said, providing a link to sign up, alongside a list of details. Schumer is slated to co-host on Saturday afternoon. Days after the presidential election, a maskless Senator Schumer gathered with a group of supporters, seemingly ignoring social distancing protocols, and triumphantly declared that now we take Georgia, then we change the world. Following the establishment media declaring Joe Biden the victor of the 2020 presidential election, Amy Schumer is hardly the only Hollywood leftist to go all in on efforts to flip Georgia blue. Dozens of celebrities have inserted themselves in the desperate endeavor to boost Democrats ahead of the runoff elections. Some notable figures include Alec Baldwin, Ariana Grande, Mandy Moore, Ed Helms, Kevin Bacon, and Justin Timberlake. On Tuesday, Seinfeld actress Julia Louis-Dreyfus participated in what has been described as a final grassroots fundraiser for the Democrat candidates alongside failed Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, whose sister, a federal judge in Georgia, effectively sided with Democrats in issues related to voter eligibility in two Georgia counties ahead of the runoff, refusing to recuse herself from the case. Notably, one of the Democrat Senate hopefuls, John Ossoff, has raised nearly six times more in California than he has in Georgia. The runoff elections will determine the balance of power in Congress. Victories for Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock would split the Senate, giving the power to the party in control of the Oval Office.